Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming back to my channel. And this is about Shamim Begum. Well, I'm calling for compassion for Shamim Begum. She ought to be forgiven. She was a British Bangladeshi, born in the United Kingdom. She grew up in an Islamic fundamentalist family. Age 15, she flew to Turkey with two other girls her age. They crossed the border into Syria to assist ISIS. So we're going back 10 years. She was a minor at the time. ISIS, the Islamic State in the whatever al-Shams and Iraq and al-Shams. So that was an Islamist terrorist organization battling state terrorism of Bashar al-Assad. And since President al-Assad has fallen, it has been confirmed that the worst accusation against him were absolutely true. He willfully murdered hundreds of thousands of people, and there are just so many mass graves all over Syria. People even attended peaceful protests, got several years in prison under him, without any form of a trial. Torture was very, very widespread. So although ISIS was bad, that doesn't mean the other side was good. So was this the lesser of two evils? Maybe not. So now the president of Syria, al-Sharaa, and he was involved in that sort of space. Somehow he's forgiven, and he should be, and she should be forgiven, and people can change. And we should allow reform. And that's what prison is all about, rehabilitation, not that she's been in prison. And she had her British citizenship stripped from her. Now, that's unjust. If she was a citizen of Britain and no other, they couldn't do it. It's only because she's also Bangladeshi. The United Kingdom can legally do that because it doesn't leave her stateless. She's got a Bangladeshi citizenship. And she was told that if she returned to her parents' birthplace of Bangladesh, she would be executed. Everybody makes mistakes at the age of 15. I did a lot of stupid things, and we ought to show mercy. Okay, so the United Kingdom is supposed to be compassionate even to its worst people. She's not its worst person. And okay, she was involved in terrorism, but you know, she has paid the price. She's suffered a lot. She married at 15. Now, in most jurisdictions, her consent will be vitiated on account of her age, that she didn't have the maturity to fully comprehend what she was doing. She had three children, very young. They all died. Her husband was killed. So she suffered an awful lot of grief. I believe the two friends she went with, they both died very young. She's stuck in a refugee camp in Syria and been there for years. And I'm not sure if she's a practicing Muslim anymore. If she is, that's fine. If she's not, that's also fine. She's certainly not a fundamentalist one. And we ought to be Ruth and, you know, show some mercy and allow her back. And I'm very glad the court decision went her way. So other Britons are being repatriated. She's no longer a British citizen, but that's just not fair. OK, so there was a proposal by the UK's counter-terrorism committee that compassion should be shown in this case. Right. The former Attorney General Dominic Grieve is a Conservative. Baroness Saida Warsi, also Conservative. Richard Barrett, who used to be the head of MI5, that the United Kingdom's external intelligence agency, sorry, the counter-terrorism department of MI5, and the former chief constable of Greater Manchester, Peter Fahey, they made this recommendation. There are up to 70 British citizens there. Some of them are children and so forth. So, I think I would recommend mercy in this case. And wouldn't that be the ultimate vindication of the United Kingdom as merciful? Shamim Begum, she may realize she made a terrible mistake. And we move on. We don't need to punish her for the rest of her life. You know, it's not been quite in prison, but it's not been far off it, the terrible predicament that she's been stuck in for so many years. And we allow former terrorists to serve in government in Northern Ireland. Loyalist terrorists have been forgiven. Republican terrorists have been forgiven. People are not prosecuted for all sorts of crimes in the Troubles in Ulster and so forth. And that would prove that democracy, that human rights, that liberty, that justice, that's better than anything ISIS or its affiliates have to offer. Because this girl who's been there has come back. People have been informants that she could go around proselytizing for the cause of liberty, saying, I was it. I made a terrible mistake. We forgive people who are involved in Nazism or, white supremacism, stuff like that. And so we ought to allow her to come back. She was foolish at that age. People don't really know what they're doing. They're very susceptible to these influences. Perhaps she was ductile. So easily led adolescents can be pumped full of propaganda. And that's why we have to be merciful and realize there is a possibility of reform. And that's why prison, we're trying to rehabilitate people, trying to turn bad people into good people. And it seems to me that she's a good person now. Well, yeah, if Northern Ireland leaves the UK, will they lose their British citizenship? No, they won't, actually, not immediately. How about those people, supposing Northern Ireland left the UK today, a baby born tomorrow, he or she will be born outside the United Kingdom, but the British parents, I think, would still have it. What about the next generation down, say 30 years, born again? Would they have British citizenship? And I think they wouldn't. Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, then on PayPal, georgecallan7@gmail.com, and show mercy.